Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for TWiT specials is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Welcome to episode 37 of TWiT breaking news coverage. This is of the RIM Developers Conference. We're expecting some information about the Black Pad, the RIM tablet. Of course, our special coverage is brought to you by Slingbox. Watch your favorite TV shows when you're away from home with Slingbox. Check it out at a Best Buy near you or at slingbox.com/TWiT. And joining me for the coverage on his very first day, we threw him right in the fire, Mr.
Yeah,
Jason
no
Howell.
Kidding. Hey, how's it going?
It's going well.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks for joining
us. Talking about the illustrious Black Pad or whatever they will decide to name it.
It turns out to be.
Yeah, exactly.
The Black Pad is the rumor that RIM owns the domain name blackpad.com. It has been leaked that they are developing a tablet. There's lots of rumors about what it could be. Right now, the RIM Developers Conference is kicking off in San Francisco, and there's a what do they call it? It's an executive sessions or something. It's like this is a 2.5 hour
long keynote. Yeah.
From 1 to 3:30. So what we're going to do today?
General session. Yes.
Yes, sir.
Make sure and salute him at the door.
For the 30 minutes of this special, we'll talk about the Black Pad. We'll pass along everything that we hear coming from the live blogs from the RIM Developers Conference. And then at the end of the half hour, if you're watching this on demand, well, the show ends. If you're watching it live, we'll hand it over to Home Theater Geeks and let Scott do his thing. And then we'll come back after that for Tech News Today at 2:30, and we'll bring you the rest of the details. So thanks, everybody, for welcoming Jason.
There's
lots of welcomes in the chat.
It's fantastic to be here. I will apologize in advance if my throat sounds scratchy throughout this because my daughter went ahead and gave me a gift for my first day.
Aww.
She gave me a cold.
She's learned sharing.
Yes, she has. Two weekends in a row, I might add. Last weekend it was the flu, so she loves giving me gifts, and I appreciate it.
Now, you are an Android user.
I am. I got my Motorola Droid right here.
What do you think of the whole tablet thing? Because you haven't jumped in on an iPad or anything.
No, I don't have a tablet yet. Yeah. I am definitely hopeful that there would be an Android tablet. I mean, I'm kind of all in at this point. I did, co-host on an Android-specific show at CNET, and I've been using my Droid for a year and a half. So I really enjoy the OS. I would almost personally feel a little defeated if I went to the iPad. It's a bad tablet.
What about the Black Pad, though? Is that something you'd even consider? Because I think that's the problem here.
Yeah.
Is that we have RIM trying to jump into a tablet market where no one's really looking at them for a tablet.
No one's looking at them for a tablet, but BlackBerry just is synonymous with business user, and they've got a lot of clout as far as that's concerned. Would I be interested in a BlackBerry tablet? It's hard to say. I've had a BlackBerry phone, and it was great for email, but ultimately I didn't like it, and I ended up going with Android. If a BlackBerry tablet comes out and it has the same kind of funky usability issues that I found with my BlackBerry for doing the things that I actually use my phone for, minus the email, but things like surfing the internet and other more graphics-intensive type applications. If it does those well, I might consider it. But I have heard also rumors that there's a possibility that in order to get like 3G coverage on this thing, it would have to be tied to an actual BlackBerry device.
Yeah, that's the rumor I've heard, is that they would sell it as a bundle. You'd buy a BlackBerry phone and a Black Pad, and then you'd get your internet connection from the phone tethered to the tablet. Tablet would still have Wi-Fi, though, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
That'd be ridiculous if they didn't. They have asked everyone to silence their BlackBerries at the RIM Developers Conference. Does that mean folks with Android phones can leave the ringer on?
They are so elitist in how they ask people to silence their devices.
Please silence your BlackBerries. Android and iPhone users, we expect you to be rude.
Throughout the conference, you're going to hear, Droid. So just get used to that.
That's not exactly right, but something like that. Adobe, AT&T, Sprint, and Verizon are listed as gold sponsors for the event. Didn't catch the T-Mobile logo up there, says Chris Ziegler at Engadget. So that's a big one to have lost.
Hmm. Now, and this is a developers conference.
Yeah, this is similar to what Apple does in June, the Worldwide Developers Conference, except for it's for folks who build applications for BlackBerry.
Okay. So is it in June when Apple has their developers conference, that's typically the conference that they introduce what new piece of hardware?
In the past, it's been iOS focused.
Yes.
Or okay. iPhone OS focused, because that's what the developers are developing on. You got your Snow Leopard announcement there as well, but it's usually operating system focused. That doesn't mean anything, though. RIM has not got a history of doing any kind of announcement. So
making any sort of a big splash announcement such as this.
This is a little bit of an unknown quantity. That's why we're only doing the first 30 minutes, because it's probably not worth it to cover it for 2.5 hours. Because that's how long this session is going to go. So, you know, we're betting either they come with the fun stuff for the press right off the top, or we can get to it later.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see. Now, I don't know a whole lot about QNX software, but it sounds like from kind of what we've been hearing that it's BlackBerry's approach that they're going to be integrating this QNX OS into this assumed tablet then potentially into BlackBerry phones beyond that. So maybe that's part of why this is at the actual developers conference.
Yeah, the idea is
they use
QNX to build their OS for the BlackPad instead of the BlackBerry OS, which is a big departure.
Absolutely.
QNX is a small operating system. It's an embedded operating system. We used to tout it on the screensavers back in the day as an operating system on a floppy disk.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was so small, you could put it on a 3.5-inch disk and boot off of it.
Okay. Kind of like certain distros of Linux.
It's like now we do it with CDs, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody has a floppy drive anymore. But but that's what QNX was back in the day. It was a tiny, tiny little operating system. And they have developed as an embedded operating system since then. And this is kind of their big foray into the consumer market, as being the back end for this BlackPad, if that rumor turns out to be true, which we still actually don't know.
We don't. And would that be a big deal for BlackBerry? They came out with their latest phone that has a completely, which one is it? Is it the Storm, the one that came out the most recently that has the touch screen as well as the keyboard, and it's kind of a whole new redesigned BlackBerry OS front end to it. If they're then switching to QNX software, is that really going to change kind of the interactivity that users are used to seeing in their BlackBerries?
Yes and
no. Or I guess they could potentially skin it around.
The front end, but the way it works will change.
The torch.
And who is this here? ASICS in the chat room points out that QNX is a real-time operating system. So it serves application requests in nearly real time, which gives programmers more control over process priorities, which actually ends up being good for developers in being able to customize an application. They're going to have to make the front end look similar, right?
Yeah, I guess they would have to keep it in line with what people are expecting to see, I would imagine.
The keynote is supposed to begin in 5 minutes.
5 minutes and counting.
They've now given the 5-minute warning. So,
And I have a good feeling it's going to start with the usual BlackBerry is great for these many reasons. We've sold X amount of blah, blah, blah. Business users think doop-de-doo.
To be what Steve Jobs has set as a trend. We saw that in the Twitter announcement recently. We saw that at Google I.O. You start off with the stats. So if they're starting in 5 minutes, that puts us at 1:13. And then we get 10 minutes of stats. Doesn't leave.
And all right, we got to go, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Who knows? They might turn it upside down. They might set a precedent for Steve and introduce it at the very top, although I doubt it.
I would like that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I would love that, because that would give you a better reason to hang in here and watch this and give us something better to talk about as well.
What do you think, Tom? You already have an iPad. If BlackBerry were to come out with what would be compelling enough for an iPad user to consider a switch to something like a BlackPad?
Well, let me back into that question. They have to do it the way they're doing it, I think, because the Galaxy Tab looks too good to compete, to jump into. I don't think BlackBerry can get into that game. What they're doing is smart. They know they have a loyal audience of BlackBerry users, and they're saying, we're going to come out with a tablet, our first foray, and treat the hardcore user.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're targeting me. I don't think they're coming after changing an iPad user, unless it's an iPad user who has a BlackBerry.
Yeah.
And in which case, they're going to say, look, you already got a BlackBerry phone, or if you like BlackBerries and you want to go back to a BlackBerry phone, we're going to give you a tablet that is awesome. We'll work seamlessly with all the data that you have now, all the things you love about your BlackBerry now. This tablet's going to handle them. It's going to be wonderful. You're gonna have an extension to your BlackBerry experience. Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably the smart way to go. It's a little different than going head-to-head with the iPad, which is what Samsung's doing, which is a much harder thing to do. Because let's not forget, everyone thought the iPad was going to fall on its face when Apple came out with it, because it was a tablet and there was no reason for it.
Mm-hmm.
Apple did the very hard work of finding a reason for the tablet. Well, now that they've done that, you have to do the even harder work of finding a reason why your tablet is better.
Absolutely.
Samsung looks like they're doing a good job of that. I think RIM is smart to say, you know what, let's learn about this business first by treating our core users and finding out what they like before we come into a wider foray that tries to get a tablet that brings people into BlackBerry camp. We're having a hard enough time getting people into BlackBerry camp as it is.
Yeah, no, that's interesting that you mentioned that, because I thought of the rumors that I'd been hearing, and, you know, again, we don't know anything specifically yet, but time will tell throughout the course of the presentation. But the rumors have been around requiring a BlackBerry phone in order to get some of this expanded functionality on the pad. And I initially thought that, you know, maybe that's a bad idea, because you're already taking a smaller pool of the overall market of cell phone users and saying within that smaller pool, an even smaller number of you are going to actually buy the tablet. And I just kind of felt like that doesn't really set you up for success in the long run. But I see what you're saying. If they build a knock 'em dead tablet that BlackBerry users love just as much as the core users love the phones that they get and that they're so used to using, then, you know, they've got something that competes, whether it, you know, has the potential of blowing the iPad out of the water. I guess that remains to be seen, but we haven't seen that from anybody yet.
You're watching live coverage of RIM Developer Conference General Session, where they're expected to, at least at some point, announce a new RIM BlackBerry branded tablet, possibly the BlackPad. They're a little late getting started. This is new for them. It's a point so that it might be a really big announcement, since they're a little late getting it going. But our coverage is brought to you by Slingbox. Don't forget, Slingbox is your way to watch television wherever you are. If you're traveling to San Francisco for the RIM Developers Conference and you want to get all those new fall TV shows off your DVR, well, Slingbox is a great way to do that. You can watch it on your laptop, on your phone, on your BlackBerry, as a matter of fact. They have an app for Slingbox on there. You can watch all your television shows from your DVR, anything live that you subscribe to. You plug in a Slingbox, you plug it into your television service, you plug it into your internet connection, you turn it on, you don't have to pay anything extra. So check it out at a Best Buy near you, or go to slingbox.com/twit. We thank them for helping us bring you special coverage like this. And we still haven't started.
It's been 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And
we have hit the 5 minute mark. So our 30 minutes may all be speculation and prep.
That's okay. It's a nice little tease for TNT a little bit later, where we will most certainly know a little bit more than we know right now.
Check out the episode of Tech News Today. I'm trying to find the episode number before I tease it, but I don't have it up. Oh, there it is.
Don't worry. 83.
Episode number 80. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you're welcome.
You, sir. I love that.
You know, that's why I'm here.
That's what we pay
just for reciting the episode number. That's it.
We're just really looking at the live blogs from Engadget and CNET, waiting to see what we get.
Mm-hmm.
There's really nothing coming across from them yet. So we can say one thing for certain right now is that RIM, not so good at starting keynotes on time.
That is true. Perhaps. Maybe they had to reboot the BlackPad. I don't know.
Yeah. could be a problem. It's interesting when we cover Apple announcements to think about the fact that people say, well, why are you covering this? Why don't you ever cover any other announcements? people don't do announcements the way Apple does,
no,
generally
absolutely.
Speaking. They'll do keynotes at CES. Google has now started doing their Google I.O. thing. The Twitter announcement was new for them. And
yeah, this has really become kind of a trend to make a big splash.
I think people are realizing how difficult it is
to do this and to really create a lot of buzz around what you are doing. And then you also kind of run the risk when you kind of do a big blowout presentation like this of really disappointing people and almost like building whatever it is up so much that when it's finally delivered, you're like, why did you hold a big splash, you know, press event for this?
All right, it looks like they're actually starting some sort of intro video, something that involves showing off BlackBerry's, the open Java development platform, all of that. So they are getting started. We're going to hang in here for another 15 minutes and see what they say. Check it out. There's a very, very large BlackBerry on screen. Mm-hmm. They're really just going through all of the known advantages of BlackBerry, the push service, the secure network, the global distribution. You'll be able to use your BlackBerry wherever you go around the world. It is a business platform. It is meant for someone who's traveling a lot and needs it as a productivity device.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see how many companies in the enterprise, you know, BlackBerry phones are kind of divvied out like candy in a lot of the enterprise. It's just it is a tool as much as, you know, a computer is a tool for, you know, the executives or whoever. They have a lot of responsibility that kind of falls on their shoulder. The phone enables them to kind of do that and without fail to a large degree. I really wonder if BlackBerry comes out with a tablet, if it's going to have the same kind of traction, if companies and enterprise are really going to get behind this device and say, yes, this has a place. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know if that ends up moving a lot of units because of that, or if it's actually a type of a hard sell that, you know, someone within an organization actually has to say, these are the reasons why I need it. And what would those reasons even be?
President and co-CEO Mike Lazaridis has taken the stage. Maybe he'll answer that for you, Jason. He's going to start talking to folks. Where are we getting this from? Is this from the RIM? Oh, this is from the from DevCom. So
DevCon 2010.
This is the official RIM feed of the keynote. So if you want it without our commentary, you can just go to devcon.com. Right? Is it .com or is it? Just Google DevCon, you'll find it. Some people don't like to hear our mutterings as they go along. But at least it got started. Now, the intro video, we didn't mention, though, a lot of new features of BlackBerry 6, BlackBerry OS 6, were touted on there. And they mentioned something calling it a platform for super apps.
Interesting.
Let's go ahead and hear a little bit of what... Lazaridis saying, as you guessed, Jason, talking about the numbers.
We sold over 115 million BlackBerries. We sold over 12 million of those in just the last quarter. That's more than 10% of all the BlackBerries we've ever sold in the last 3 months alone.
That's one of those weird statistics where, like, is that good?
Global carrier.
Don't know the scope enough to know that.
Yeah.
They've helped us.
Depends on how many years you've been doing it. RIM's been doing it for a few years.
In Central America, the Caribbean, Venezuela, Argentina, Ecuador, Colombia, Mexico.
Mostly South America and Central America so far.
Okay, number one in the United Kingdom, and of course, number one in North America in both the U.S. and Canada.
That's because they're number one in Canada. Nokia is number one worldwide.
Right.
Did you know that just in the last 12 months alone, we've added over 100,000 new registered developers to the BlackBerry platform?
Of course, they're at a developers conference, so you got to pump up the developers.
100,000 registered developers globally. And of course, we're clearly the number one wireless enterprise solution worldwide with over 250,000 Bezes installed in enterprise.
Bezes are BlackBerry Enterprise servers.
Now, another thing that's really caught the industry by surprise is that we now have over 28 million BBM users.
BlackBerry messaging it's service. That's the one that United Arab Emirates and India and
they shut that down, right?
All want to shut down. That's the one where they have to figure out how to give access to governments
every month
so that they can tap it.
2,000 per hour. It's amazing. And, you know, thanks to the Super App platform, we've been able to, you know, our BBM community has been able to share things like web links with their BBM contacts. They've been able to recommend apps from App World. They've been able to share photos they've taken. They've been able to send voice notes, let others know of what music they're listening to, and even their location. Now, imagine if you could tap into this community.
So how long do you think Lazaridis had to practice to try?
Because
he's doing his best Steve Jobs.
Yeah, he's doing an all right job. If I had to evaluate his delivery, I've seen much, much worse. A lot more stifled delivery. He's doing all right.
Or to purchase events together. Or engage users in real-time chat sessions right within your application. And that's exactly what we're delivering to our developer community. I am excited to announce we'll be opening up the BBM environment as a social platform for applications.
So BlackBerry Messenger essentially sounds like would be available when you're writing your app. You could integrate chat.
Not only can you take the social interactions that happen in BBM and bring them into your apps, but you can now leverage the whole BBM community to drive viral adoption of your apps. This opens up tremendous opportunities for all of you here as developers.
So you can spam people with links.
You're going to hear much more on this from David Yaw later in this keynote. And of course, all of these great new apps will be available globally on App World. And speaking of App World, we now have over 35 million BlackBerry App World users in 70 countries.
You know, there's recently a study that pointed out that most people don't install many, if any, apps.
I saw that.
And apps doesn't really determine whether someone wants to buy a smartphone or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a very low percentage of people that actually do buy into the apps and install a large amount of them, even though we have so many phones and so many OSs. That's kind of what's being really touted right now. It's kind of the big buzzword. Has been for a few years.
Prepaid are the only ways that they can purchase your apps. And that's why we're focusing on carrier billing. And we continue to invest in additional services to help you monetize and build your businesses.
That's why we're focusing on carrier pigeon.
Today, we're announcing the new BlackBerry Payments and the BlackBerry Advertising Services to help you monetize your apps.
And this is what you would expect. You're getting announcements for developer tools.
We do this globally.
I'm playing a little catch up here as well, right?
Yeah. Easily add.
You've had in-app payments in Android. You've had them in iOS.
Yep.
Obviously, BlackBerry Advertising Services.
The advertising platform, especially.
We'll talk about that on TNT today. The Apple ad platform is really starting to take over the market from the other mobile apps that were mobile ad platforms that were out there, including Google's.
In addition to helping you make money, we're going to make it easier and faster than ever to build apps for BlackBerry. And we're doing this with our new BlackBerry WebWorks platform. See, BlackBerry WebWorks is a new web-based development platform that opens up the Super App APIs through HTML and JavaScript. See, it allows now anyone to be able to write full-featured super apps using web technologies without the need for Java knowledge.
Oh, good. More jargon.
This
super
is really
apps.
Important. You're going to be able to build apps in days, if not hours, using existing web
no skills apps. Required.
I know. It kind of reminds me a little bit of the app inventor for Android.
Whole new world of app developers, web developers, and local content creators. You see, anyone who knows HTML can now build apps for BlackBerry for their local communities.
For their fart apps.
Could write BlackBerry apps for church groups.
Of which will allow you to write as many as you want.
Amateur sports.
We don't think there is a limit to how many you could have.
There is no upper limit.
The BlackBerry platform, including the push APIs, in-app payments, carrier billing, advertising, BBM integration, true multitasking, and all of our super app features.
BBM means BlackBerry Messenger.
See, we've brought together the simplicity of HTML with the power of super apps using JavaScript. No one else has done this. So you've seen how BlackBerry is growing to be the number one solution in so many countries around the world.
Great time for a transition.
Number one smartphone around the world.
Smartphone.
BBM.
How about another device?
Is being opened up as a social platform.
Now we're reviewing what we, yeah. we're telling
it's
them what we told
been
them.
Easier mm-hmm. or faster to develop applications for BlackBerry with WebWorks. And you now have more opportunities than ever to monetize your apps, your games, your services, and content. BlackBerry continues to lead the way in enterprise as the number one solution for enterprise, government, and law enforcement.
That's right.
Dramatic pause.
When we went and talked to CIOs
Line.
About the BlackBerry solution over a decade ago, they
Where did
told
that monitor
us
go?
That we had to add professional-grade security, professional-grade IT policy, professional-grade centralized management. We had to make it work with existing enterprise servers from Exchange, from Lotus Notes, GroupWise. We had to make this product, even though it was tiny, it could fit in your hand, in your pocket, or on your belt, we had to make this product give you seamless integration with those services. You had to be able to load thousands, if not tens of thousands of contacts and have them available in your fingertips within seconds. It had to allow the user to deal with hundreds of emails a day.
A lot of
effortlessly.
Setup here.
It had
Suddenly
to
we understand why it's 2.5 hours.
And calendar.
Stretch.
Provide sophisticated calendar control for complex agendas, like recurring appointments. And so when we started working on the solution, we aimed really high. And we came up with
we
an
got
added
really
professional-grade security.
We this added is, this is important
IT
for
policy
RIM, actually,
management,
to
centralized control.
Address the security
Absolutely.
Issue that has been blowing up for them in
day
Asia,
one,
Middle East.
So that you could get through the day real quickly. Everything was at your fingertips, and it was really easy to do, to use. Recently, CIOs have been asking us to amplify BlackBerry. They've been asking us to make it work with larger screens. They wanted to be able to see full documents.
Okay.
Yeah.
Presentations.
Like we're building up.
How would you do that, Mike?
Here.
Pictures, videos.
A smaller
they
screen.
An uncompromised okay. web experience.
A Pico projector.
Not only yes, HTML5, right. but also Flash 10.1.
Well, touting
they
Flash
wanted us
says
to
tablet to me.
Leverage their investment mm-hmm. in the BlackBerry server technology around the world.
So we've tethered the BlackBerry to iPad.
And when I started, I promised I'd reveal something really special here today.
Oh, good. Do it now.
Let me show you what we mean by BlackBerry Amplified.
BlackBerry guitar.
It means your BlackBerry plugged into an amplifier. That's going to be something for home theater geeks, if that turns out to be true.
All right, so definitely BlackBerry Amplified is their tagline here.
This is our intro video to whatever it is they're announcing. This yep. does seem like the big announcement. Don't know what it is yet.
And it does appear to be a larger screen. As large as a bus stop, in fact. Okay, there we go.
There we go.
Size of a small picture
frame. Looks like
frame.
It has a yeah, camera on both sides from that shot. Showing off that it plays Flash. And has multitasking, which is something that QNX allows it to do.
Excellent.
You shouldn't use it while driving. I don't care what they say. Business, whether. Oh, driving your business. Yeah. Never mind.
I was going to say, if it had a pretty nice GPS app in it, you might want to use it for driving. But
watching sports. Flash loving, of course.
App rocking. I see
those are the super apps. Are they
sexing
super
it
apps
up
or
a
they
little
app
bit
rockers?
Here. Yeah. Take your pick. Super or rock?
Yeah. Pick a side. We're at war.
I guess the app rocking kind of goes along with Amplified, though, so that makes sense.
Still can't get a read at how big this thing is from that video, though.
Yeah, I mean...
The first multi-processing...
Multitasking. Uncompromised browsing, enterprise-ready.
Yeah.
Important. Professional tablet.
So there... That's right. Target the enterprise. Target the folks who love BlackBerry. And it's called the BlackBerry Playbook.
Okay.
Not the BlackPad.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Since when do the leaked names
because
ever really
pan out? Every successful professional has a great playbook, Jason.
Ooh, introducing the world's first professional tablet, the BlackBerry
And there we
playbook.
Go. It's in his hand. You kind of get a sense for it.
And they got it out by 1:30. Look at that.
Yeah, no kidding. A little bit larger than a streak, would you say?
See,
the Dale streak?
Hard to see how big his hand is.
Yeah, that's true.
It definitely
he
looks
could
larger.
Be a giant.
Looks larger than a streak.
Your business...
I need him to stand next to Andre the Giant, and then I'll understand the true scope.
It looks like it's about 7 inches,
yeah,
which is what
their,
the rumor was. That seems about right.
To keep them focused and get them through the day.
Playbook.
Let me talk to you more about
interesting that an
playbook.
Enterprise-focused company would
first,
go with play.
Well, playbook is a very, like,
yeah, no,
sports metaphors in the business place.
No,
but,
I
get
completely
what you're saying.
Understand, but...
And it's ultra thin.
Here we go. 9.7 millimeters thin. Very tiny. Well, it's not that tiny. It's thin.
It's the ideal form factor. It's 7-inch high-resolution.
Is it amazing?
Widescreen
7-inch?
7-inch.
Super comfortable to hold and super convenient to carry.
Wow, he's doing his best jobs
first
right now. He's actually doing a really good job.
It just feels right, and you want to take
it just feels right. You're going to love it.
Second, the BlackBerry Playbook
learn,
will deliver a no-compromise web experience.
Yeah.
Not just WebKit. Not just web HTML 5.0, but also full Flash 10.1.
We obviously know what that's a swipe at.
Yeah, video. Highly touted.
There's only one tablet that won't have Flash.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the only one you can buy right now.
And you're going to be able to get the full web experience. Third, the multimedia experience. The BlackBerry Playbook
wouldn't that be the Flash
1080p
part?
HD video
okay.
with an industry-standard HDMI out connector for connectivity to external displays, something
no
our CS of all
assets good for presentation.
So no proprietary dock.
Playbook
excellent.
And that has been one complaint about the iPad is trying to make it play well with projectors
yeah.
and do presentations.
Just Apple in general, they like to go with their little
We've
proprietary hookups.
Well, actually, they don't. This is the DisplayPort is an open
for video
Oh, yeah,
standard.
I guess it is.
It's just unused.
Just,
yeah, not used
the
as much.
And the back.
Right.
And cameras on the front and the back. We almost missed that, but we saw that in the video.
Yeah.
You'll be able to run both the HDMI out and be able to play something completely different on the LCD screen. Just imagine the kind of user interaction that will be able to generate.
Mm. So a two-monitor system.
Yeah.
Another thing that QNX
is
probably good for handling.
Ready.
Or possibly using the tablet
CIOs
as your keyboard and the monitor
assured,
that you're outputting at as your monitor.
Absolutely enterprise ready. They can take advantage of the unique BlackBerry integration.
Those of you looking for home theater geeks, we will get to it as soon as they've done running through the features here. We just wanted to get you all the information on the latest BlackBerry Playbook. Playbook is the name.
It's already connected into the BlackBerry Enterprise server. It's already being controlled and managed from IT. You already know how to use it. All the data has already been sent to your BlackBerry. Why send it again? Why not use the NSA-approved Bluetooth secure pairing? To have an amplified view
oh, that's where the amplification
of what's already
stuff.
On your BlackBerry.
So does it not connect?
An amplified view of the enterprise standard.
Oh, it's I'm a little confused by that. The slide says compatibility with BlackBerry Enterprise servers.
Right. Software.
He was talking about like
new security.
Getting
you don't
the
need new
data
IT administration.
Off of the BlackBerry.
No new data plan.
No new data plan.
The Playbook has out-of-the-box compatibility with over 250,000 enterprise servers already in market. Hmm. The BlackBerry Playbook, just like the BlackBerry smartphones, will become the enterprise standard. And finally, it wouldn't be professional if it didn't have industry-leading performance. And here again...
1 gig of RAM, 1 gigahertz dual-core
with
multiprocessing.
1 gigahertz dual-core... processors that take advantage of built-in symmetric multiprocessing.
Is this the first big name dual core tablet out there? I know that there are some dual core tablets, but I feel like they're kind of the smaller players.
Well, and we haven't really seen any big tablets other than the iPad. Yeah.
Now, to tell us more, please join me in welcoming to this stage the founder of QNX and the inventor of the new BlackBerry Tablet OS, Dan Dodge.
All right, so folks, if you want to dig in deeper into the new BlackBerry playbook, you got two options. BlackDev.com has it streaming right now. You can watch them. They're going to be going on for a couple more hours, if that's what you would like. Of course, we'll be back right after Home Theater Geeks with a new tech news today, and we'll be talking about the playbook as much as they've revealed by then and give you all the details there. But there you go, BlackBerry Playbook. It's a tablet meant to be paired with your BlackBerry, as we thought. No new data plan. They haven't announced price and availability at this point, but we'll get that to you on TNT. And thanks to Slingbox for allowing us to bring you a special coverage here. Slingbox, of course, your way to get your television on the road, over the internet, on your laptop, your phone, your BlackBerry. Probably on your BlackBerry Playbook. We don't know yet, but it says you don't need any new software.
I would imagine so.
It's amplified right off your phone. One would think you'd be able to do that. So we thank them for their support. Check out Slingbox at a Best Buy near you or go to slingbox.com/twit. Jason, thanks for hanging around on the first special coverage.
This is great. This is a great way to jump into the fire here. Appreciate it.